details on what the governor's budget proposal includes, the governor's wish list for education, and honoring the legacy and rising stars of Oklahoma's Black Rodeo. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, February 4th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Governor Kevin Stitt wants to slash more than $1 billion from the state budget to make room for a significant tax cut proposal. Robbie Korth reports on the governor's budget goals.
Stitt's executive budget serves as a wish list and the symbolic starting point for fiscal negotiations among Oklahoma lawmakers. The governor's budget calls for reduced spending to accommodate a half-point reduction in the state's personal and corporate income taxes. It would also start an amnesty program to allow Oklahomans to pay past due taxes without penalty. Most of the cuts would come from removing one-time spending by the legislature while keeping agency budgets flat. The governor also says he wants to reduce the state workforce and is launching a Trump-inspired Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE-OK. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
Oklahoma House Democrats say they have the answers to problems Governor Stitt pointed out in his State of the State address. Grayson Wheeler reports on Democrats' solutions and reaction to Stitt's legislative priorities.
House Democratic Leader Cindy Munson criticized Stitt for focusing on businesses rather than Oklahomans.
You can't make Oklahoma a business-friendly state when you don't make it a people-friendly state. People need access to living wages. They need access to health care. They need access to child care that is affordable and of high quality. That's how you build an economy.
She points to specific policy measures like providing child care for child care providers, expanding tax credits for low-income Oklahomans, and offering free school lunches for students. Munson did applaud the governor's comments on lowering court fees. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The governor touted school choice initiatives like open transfer and the parental choice tax credit during his State of the State address. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports this year he's calling for an end to virtual days and a cell phone ban in schools.
Stitt says parents across the state have reached out about concerns over virtual school days. Kristen Thompson's Senate Bill 758 would require schools to only use virtual days for inclement weather, unavailability of staff due to illness, or building maintenance problems. The State Department of Education would determine if a virtual day complied with the law, and if not, the schools would have to add an extra day to the end of the year. Last year, a similar bill passed through the Senate but stalled in the House. Stitt also wants to make schools cell phone free.
Kids learn better when they aren't distracted by cell phones or social media.
Allie Seifried's Senate Bill 139 would require school districts to come up with their own policies to ban student phones on campus bell to bell. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Hundreds of Black Rodeo participants gathered at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum over the weekend. Anna Pope reports on the celebration.
The National Black Cowboy Rodeo Awards and Gala highlight the untold stories and legacy of Black cowboys and their role in shaping Western culture and history, a history Rita Cooksey and her family have been part of. She was one of the two women honored as legends at the gala.
I just love to ride. I'm not really a real competitor, even though I've been a champion many times, won several saddles and blankets and things, come up through All Girls Rodeo Association.
Awards were given to competitors in events such as the Pony Express, bull riders, and team ropers. People in other roles like rodeo judges and timers also received honors. The Okmulgee Roy LeBlanc Invitational Rodeo, the longest continually running Black rodeo in the nation, won Rodeo of the Year. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.